Welcome back to the Easy Talk Show. I'm your host, Easy Ward. This is the show where you get nourishment for your needs, food for your soul, and of course, healing for your hearts. Thank you for all the love from episode 8. We had a really, really great discussion on just, you know, being obedient, obedience in every season, and just the results of obedience. So thank you all for all the likes, comments, you know, all the love. I appreciate it. If you're new to my channel, please like, comment, or subscribe to Easy Ward TV. Once again, if you're new to the channel, please like, comment, or subscribe to Easy Ward TV. Today is episode 9, and today's episode is, you know, all that Manir did to me, but this one, I'm coming for the people who got low confidence, low self-esteem, people who doubt themselves, don't believe in themselves, are struggling with their identity, struggling with feeling like they're enough. I'm coming to wreck that. I'm coming to one wreck shop today because I think that right now, I know that silently, a lot of people are battling with just their own insecurities, their own mental warfare, just spiritual warfare of all sorts. And today, I want to help people just, one, step into who God has called you to be unapologetically, not being afraid, but also we're not conforming or shrinking ourselves to fit other people's insecurities. So this year in 2024, this is a PSA. We are no longer shrinking ourselves to accommodate other people's insecurities. So me personally, I don't care how to, like, if you're insecure, then like this is going to offend you, but we're not here to lie. We're here to tell the truth. If you have to shrink yourself around people, you need to change your circle. If you can't be your full authentic self because people are like, who you think you are? Well, I think I'm the person God created me to be. That's who I think I am. So like, we're no longer shrinking ourselves. We're no longer letting people project their own misfortunes or their own insecurities on us. We are walking confidently, boldly into who God has called us to be all year long in 2024. We're no longer stooping down, trying to cower down. We are going to act and be everything God has called us to be this year. So I'm talking to you right there. This year, you're no longer shrinking yourself. You're no longer trying to conform who you are to make people feel comfortable. If they feel some type of way, that's something that they got to do to work on their own and fix themselves. But for that person watching this right now, I'm talking to you. You are no longer going to shrink who you are to accommodate other people's insecurities and make them feel comfortable about themselves. And these are just some ways that I believe you can begin to build your confidence, ways that you can, you know, build your self-esteem. You know, I got a few things. These are not the only things, but these are just a few points that I have. So the first verse is this, right? Proverbs 18:21. The tongue can bring death to life. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences. And what this verse is essentially saying is this, right? What you have is what you speak. So I want to first start by, the first point is speak life into yourself and over yourself. So saying things like, I don't know if I can do it. You know, I don't believe in this, or like, you know, or you're saying stuff like, you know, maybe I'm not good enough. Well, if you keep saying that, then like, you're probably not going to be good enough. So like, I want you to practice speaking encouraging things of yourself, speaking positive things of yourself, and telling yourself that you can do it, you will do it. I believe half of the battle for a lot of things that we're pursuing is mental. It's mental, and it really comes with us just speaking life into ourselves and into the things that we want to pursue. So I'll tell you what I do, right? I don't speak anything negative. Like, I don't say things like I can't. I don't say things that are contradictory to what it is I want to pursue. So like for me, I'm only speaking, I can do that. Even if at that time I can't physically do that thing, I'm going to speak, I can do it. Like for me personally, the worst thing you can tell me is that I can't do something. Like, that's the worst thing you could tell somebody like me that. And I say that because half the times we're speaking things over ourselves like, I don't know if I'm good enough, or nobody in my family's done it before, or, you know, I haven't seen anybody do that. If you keep speaking those things and you're speaking life into those situations, or if you're speaking things like, here's my favorite one. If you're speaking things like, it's no good women out here, it's no good men out here. Okay, then like you're probably going to come across trash people all the time because you are legit saying that over and over again. So that's what's like, you're bringing that into your reality. So I want to challenge everybody today, just on a base level, start speaking positive, speak life into yourself. That's the first thing. The second is strong community. You need people that can help empower you, but people who can listen to you and say, hey, bro, you can do that. Or sis, listen, you may not be, you know, where you want to be, but I believe in you. You know, you can achieve that thing. You need people who are not intimidated by who you are. If people are intimidated by who you are, then it's either a few things, and it may be all things, but they're either jealous, hating, or they're just so not comfortable with who they are that they can't stand and see that, like, man, you are really comfortable and walking in who you are. So you need people around you who can help empower you, who can help encourage you, who can help really speak great things into you. And then the last thing that I think that you can do to like, one, build your self-esteem, have more confidence, and really just improve yourself is working on yourself and improving in your life in different areas. So when I say improving in your life, like, you know, whatever your craft is, you know, working at that, physically working out, therapy, you know, getting mentally sound, you know, reading books, listening to podcasts, doing different things to really just expand your overall intelligence, you know, your physical, you know, features as well. But and working on your respective craft. These are all things that build confidence, because when you're confident in who you are physically, when you're confident in your mental, you know, capability, when you're confident in your craft, that translates to every other area of your life, because you go in rooms knowing, listen, I may not be where I want to be, but I know that for sure I am meant to do this. I am comfortable with this. I am confident at this, and I feel good about what it is that I'm doing. So, you know, what I've seen in my life is that there's a time when I was severely out of shape. And I had to look in the mirror and I was like, man, this is affecting my self-esteem and my confidence. But when I took ownership of my fitness journey with my health, that translates a confidence where I'm like, man, I put in the work. And when you put in the work with something, you know what you've done to get there. So therefore, that right there will breed confidence. Like, whether it's your job, whether it's, you know, your relationship, whether that's your, you know, physical body, you know, mentally, when you put in the work of doing something, you're going to know, like, man, I put in time to do this. So I know that, like, what it is that I've done is going to have real impact and real fruit. So the 3 points for the day are this: speaking life into yourself, strong community, voices who you can listen to, and people who can overall empower you. And then 3 is working on yourself and improving in your life and your different areas, whether it's physically, mentally, or professionally, you know, just constantly working on yourself. So that's what I have for today. Dan, what you got for me?
Well, you be doing it, man. I got a couple things. One of your points was finding and building a strong community. What would you say to the person that is looking for a community? This is a question that we kind of addressed earlier in the season, but I still feel that there's people that don't know how to break out of that mold because they're so comfortable, and it's uncomfortable finding new friends, finding a community. What are some things that people can do to break out of that comfort zone to find people that pour back into them?
Yeah. So one thing too, I mean, and what I'm about to say, don't be weird about this. Like, I think everybody knows what I mean when I said don't be weird about this, but like, look, just even on social media, right? I know it's people watching that we have people on social media that we're cool with, but like, we haven't necessarily like met them in real life yet. Or like, I would say this, we're social media friends. So if you can't find people in your physical community, right, I would just say start by looking at people and your followers that you may be interacting with, or like you all may have like similar interests. Like, for example, if you're somebody who loves basketball and you see one of your followers is a big basketball head, and you all haven't really met, but you all have like probably mutual friends. You know, most of us have mutual friends because the world is pretty small for the most part. You all have mutual friends, and you guys talk about, you know, what's going on between Luka, Kyrie, and, you know, like the Celtics, right? Start somewhere like there. Like, hey, you know what? We have a common interest. You know, hey, man, you know, can we just chat some, you know, from time to time? And like I said, don't be weird about it. I think we all know how to approach a situation without being, you know, awkward. But if you have somebody that you have common interest, I think that's the first start to really wanting to find that healthy community. Because I know for me, if it's somebody that we have the same similar music taste, or, you know, we can talk about rap together, I may be like, oh, you know what? You know, I want to, you know, chat some more. Like, not, like I said, once again, I'll be weird about it, you know, but that's usually a good stomping ground, especially for men. Men, we need some type of common ground, because, like, men are not just reaching out to somebody saying, what's up, bro? Can we be cool? Like, that is weird. Like, we're not doing that. So for men, it's my fellas out there. I think women kind of got this really figured out pretty well. But for my fellas out there, I would say find somebody that you have a common interest, and then start there. Like, a friendship with a man, like with men, it builds organically. Like, you can't force it, because mm-hmm. if it's forced, it'll feel forced, and if it's forced, it will not work. So, right. I would say find a common interest. That's the main underlying thing that I would say. And then from there, I think you'll be able to find what you're looking for.
Right, and to add on to that, like was said before, there's community groups, there's churches, there's if you play basketball, go to the gym. If you like to run and work out, mm-hmm. go to the run. Like, go find a running group. Like, there's Facebook group. Whatever you got to do, join a community, and then within that community, I think you'll find thing. And the hard question follow up is, how do I know it's time for a change of pace with the current circle that I have?
Whenever consistently people start saying like, who you think you are, or it's nothing positive or reaffirming toward what it is you're trying to do or trying to pursue, then I think you need to, you know, begin to take a close look at your circle and say, hey, you know what, this is not helping me push forward. This is almost holding me back or trying to hold me to who I once was. And we're always evolving. So you should have peers around you who respect that and empower that and speak life into that. If you have people who are always trying to hold you to what you once were or the person you were in your past, they're not friends. They're like haters disguised as friends. Mm. They're people who are jealous of your evolution. And most times, This is not a certain fact, but I'm going to make a bold statement. Majority times, people who do that is because they haven't evolved. Mm-hmm. They're still stuck in who they once were. Mm. They're still stuck in their old ways or things like that. So if you're in a circle of people who are always trying to hold you to who you once were or to what you used to do or things you used to be into, and you're evolved past that, mm-hmm. That's not a friends. Like, that's a cage.
Wow. That reminds me of, like, growing up. You know, you have certain childhood friends that you grow up with, and, like, it's okay to grow apart sometimes, because if they're not evolving and growing, it's kind of like, it's almost like your circle is almost like a mirror of who you are.
It is.
So it's a thing, it's something to reevaluate when you look around and everybody else around you isn't evolving. Then it's like, well, are you evolving?
Yeah.
And that's another indication. Talk about, or can you speak to the importance of affirmations as specifically Black men? Like,
yeah.
I didn't know. I used to think saying affirmations in the mirror was crazy, or just saying it out loud, I'm like, bro, I'm whack. But I've realized when I do speak that over myself, my day changes. Or just sometimes when you're working out, like, just it's not cocky sometimes, but it's like to speak positively about yourself, because you are, like you said, what you say. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times when we don't speak these things, we get in our own head in isolation. And that's when that isolation, the dark place now. Mm-hmm. So can you speak towards affirmations?
Yeah. So for me, man, I started that years ago. So every so often I'll create just like a list of things that I believe about myself. Like I'll say things like, I am more than a conqueror. You know, I declare financial breakthrough all through my life. I declare that everything that I touch will turn to gold. It will prosper. Everything, you know, I declare that my name will be in rooms that I haven't stepped foot in. My name will be in people's mouths that I haven't met yet for opportunities that I haven't even thought of. I speak things like, hey, you know, I will prosper in all that I do. Everything that I do will be successful. And like, I speak things like you are a king, you know, like act as such. And I think that helps with just at times when there can be times as a man where like sometimes, especially as a black man, where like sometimes you can forget who you are. You can get so lost in just what everybody says you should be that you forget who you are. And sometimes for me, I've struggled with like that, like sometimes like just going through life and going through like the hustle and bustle of life. Sometimes I don't stop and say like, man, yo, like this ain't me. Like, you know, like I need to stop. Like, this is not me. Like, I am not this. Like, no, this is who I am. And I think speaking that over and over again, like there's a point in my life where I had like a sheet and I would literally say it every single day. And it's funny because seemingly so, it was like we was talking about off camera today. Sometimes you don't see the change like immediately or days or months, but you look up years later, you're like, man, remember in 2019 when I used to speak that all the time? It's now 2024 and I'm like, I'm living that. Like, I used to speak that every day in 2020 when I was fasting, when I was going through this, when I was going through that. And now it's 2024 and I'm living that very thing. So, man, I would encourage anybody, start speaking over yourself. Like, get you a list of things, declarations, things that you believe about yourself. You know, you are more than a conqueror. You are a king. You are a queen. Everything you touch will turn to gold. Everything you do will prosper. Financial breakthrough over your life. You know, you are healed and whole. I would just speak a ton of things over myself, positive, of course. But those things, because what's going to happen is your mental is going to believe it. And when your mental is going to believe it, you're going to start acting it. So it's like, it's a domino effect. You say it, you believe it, you become it. You say it, speak it over yourself, believe it, you become it. It's a powerful concept. And I think it's something that if you do, it'll change the literal, you know, trajectory of your life.
That believing is the last thing. Well, that believing is key. Mm-hmm. Cause that goes back to our thing is about faith.
Yeah.
Cause like, you got to believe what you say, you know what I'm saying? And you got to voice that, you know, and it can come true. Last is just, I think there's a difference between, or I'm curious to think, when people become insecure or when they stray away from and they forget who they are, there's a difference between if they were to write down who they are on a piece of paper versus who did God create them to be.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm curious to see like if people have like what that difference looks like. And I just don't want people to ever lose faith that they can't become who God created them to be. That's your purpose. That's your mission to get there. And do you think you have anything to anything else to do? Another hurdle to overcome to become who God has created you to be?
Like me personally, man, that's a really great question. I think I'm always growing. I think I'm always evolving. I think I'm always overcoming something. I would say just continuing to have the boldness to do it confidently. Sometimes, if I'm being honest, like sitting in this seat, it isn't easy. Like because like I'm sharing biblical truth, but I'm also sharing a part of me. And like naturally I'm a private person. And like outside of this, like I'm very simple. Like you know, we were talking about it today off camera, like, I can just be in the house chilling. Like, it's funny. I think it's like the ultimate dichotomy and contradiction, but like, I have huge, crazy dreams. But at the core of me, I'm a simple person. Like I got things, big things I want to accomplish, but then like at the core of me, I want to be somebody who just lives in the country, I think, and just, like in the suburbs and just like live a very peaceful, quiet, low-key life. Mm-hmm. But I want to do grand things and my purpose and stuff, but I don't want it to be like all of me. I want to still live a very peaceful, quiet, closed off life. So I think to answer your question, come back full circle, I think just continue to be bold and really walk in it and own it. That's why I talk so much about it, because it's something that I got to experience. Like literally everything on here on the Easy Talk Show, it's not birthed from anybody else but me. Like I have to go through all of this stuff. Like these are things that I've went through and still go through. That's the only way I'm able to share it so in depth, because I go through it myself and I still struggle with it. So I would say just fully being confident and owning who God's called me to be.
Yeah. So you're not alone in sharing vulnerability. Like mine, I think that one thing that the difference between who I think I am and who God's called me to be is, I think he's requiring in this season, me to surrender publicly more.
Same.
Like, because he'll pull me out, and we just talked about it last episode, like, you know, he'll pull me out of something, and I will have the same faith. Not saying I don't have faith at all, but I'll use the same faith every single season. And God, I think what he's telling me is like, yo, if you want this next mountain or this next place, this next piece of glory that I have waiting for you, what are you going to do differently from your faith from the last season? Like, there should be, it's like the next level in the video game.
Mm-hmm.
It's like going from pro to like all Madden. Like, when are we going to take a step up in your faith? And how can you not just show me that, but show others around you that? You know what I'm saying? So like, I think I have to unlock, and that comes back to my insecurity, because I didn't grow up in the church. I didn't grow up as a leader in the church. I'm now a leader at my church I'm at. Like, I'm getting there, but that's that slow progression. I have to be proud of that. But I think there's a level of faith that God is calling me to that I don't know what to put the name on it just yet, but there's like something that he's calling me to that I have to take that jump. And by doing that, that will build, I'll get my confidence in that moment. Because a lot of times we also think that confidence just comes in thin air. Like, a lot of times it's also faith that helps me build the confidence. And then in this place of isolation, you, like we said before, we'll forget who we are and the things that God has brought us through. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. We'll forget. Like, I forgot. There's so many times I done forgot how great God has been and who I am in that process. Like, I gotta remember, yo, you got a commercial. You know what I'm saying? There's certain things I gotta remember, yo. And you just gotta, this was a good conversation. It was therapeutic for me, because it's like, it was a reminder that God is good. Show up and remember who you are. Because then if you remember who you are, I can remember who God made and created me to be. You know what I'm saying? And I can do evaluation of who did God create me to be? And am I that person? So that's good.
That's it.
Cool.
See y'all soon.
Nah, wrap this up, yo. We're gonna leave that in there too. Yeah. Say, hey, I ain't got nothing else to say for y'all. Hey, see y'all soon.
Hey, thank y'all once again for watching. You know, it's the Easy Talk Show. I'm here. Oh my God, damn, we had a great discussion today. You know, if you're new to this channel, please like, comment, or subscribe to Easy Ward TV. Once again, if you're new to this channel, please like, comment, or subscribe to Easy Ward TV. And I'll see y'all next time.